evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. Well, we wanted to open today's show by giving our profound thanks to everyone who watches and supports this program. Because it's thanks to all of you that last week's release of Died Suddenly was a phenomenal success. Supernatural. Unbelievable. Something like I have never, ever seen before. Well, that new film has now been viewed 10 million times on Rumble alone. The CEO there was texting me saying, "This is record smashing. We have never seen anything like this." It's been viewed another 1.7 million times on Twitter, and we believe those numbers are being throttled. It's everywhere. It's all over the place. It's being bootlegged. It's on YouTube, for crying out loud, as of the time of this broadcast. We can speculate that more than 15 million people have seen this, and that's probably being conservative. As a result, Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene was one of those 11 million viewers or more, and just yesterday on her newly restored personal Twitter account, she tweeted this, quote, "How many people watched Died Suddenly? I watched it. I'd like to talk to embalmers." In other tweets, she added, quote, "It has to be on camera. At this point, I want everything on camera. I believe in full open transparency with both sides being held accountable. I believe ripping open the raw truth is the only way to end the tragic division in our country. I'm leaning towards a panel open to all media in D.C. I'm just weighing if I want to do it off campus or possibly in committee. I think NIH, CDC, and FDA officials may be included. Vax manufacturers, too." Unquote. Well, we look forward to hearing that hearing and having that hearing being held. And we hope that Representative Taylor Greene doesn't allow GOP elites to sidetrack her or derail her. And we're also hoping for not another nothing burger, Trey Gowdy, year and a half, BS charade with grandstanding fake politicians. But the point is, the secret cannot be contained anymore. Even those in the Uniparty corporate government crime syndicate structure are now tweeting about this. And that's something to celebrate. What's not something to celebrate is that still today, people are dying in huge numbers. And it's not because of the Gamma Zeta variant or whatever made up name they're using for their latest COVID wave. No, deaths are exploding in the countries that are the most vaccinated. And even the official stats say the deaths aren't from COVID. In Australia, deaths last July were up 17% compared to the previous July. In England, excess mortality is the highest it's been since the COVID era began, even though COVID barely registers there now. In the United States, right here at home, deaths are up 18% for people over 80 and for people in their 30s. Everywhere you look, people are dying. And a lot of the times, they're just dying suddenly. Nurses and doctors and OBs are talking about an explosion in stillbirths and baffling illnesses. Doctors say they're seeing a surge in whatever cancers they specialize in. Everywhere, more and more people are becoming disabled or chronically ill for life. And for 2 years, the powerful have tried to stamp out this story, stamp out this network, stamp out this show, stamp out this documentary. For 2 years, they've told the lie that everything is just fine. And for 2 years, the bodies have continued to pile up. We want to make a promise to you on this show. We aren't going to just move on from this story the way that Fox News or CNN decide that a story is stale and needs to be replaced by something new. No, no. Our purpose on this show is demanding the truth and demanding justice. Accountability. For all of the people whose lives were destroyed to make Big Pharma rich or depopulate the planet or for whatever nefarious and demonic, evil, intentional reason was behind this vaccine rollout. So I'll be clear. We want a second Nuremberg tribunal. Nothing less. We hope that's what MTG has in mind. We want the people responsible for this calamity identified and then put on the docket. We want them put on trial, and not for fraud and not for bribery or corruption, though they're guilty of all of those things. No, we want them on trial for murder. Mass murder for all of the deaths that they have caused and continue to cause with their lies and their mandates and their incompetence and their silence and their calculated evil. And if these people are convicted, the death penalty needs to be on the table just like it was for the evildoers at the first Nuremberg tribunals. This isn't hyperbolic. There is a precedent for this, and they are scared of that. So right now, we are demanding office holders and judges and prosecutors brave enough to pursue these charges for the sake of all of the murdered people of this country and of the whole world. How about Chris Kobach? He just became AG of Kansas again. Maybe he'll be brave enough. But if he isn't, so be it. We'll find another. Or we'll tear down this oppressive form of government and replace it, and office holders who are brave enough will do it. The Atlantic magazine is calling for a pandemic amnesty. No. No, there will be no amnesty. What we need is justice. Matthew Scow and Nicholas Stumphauser directed Died Suddenly, and they both join us now. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming. This film is the documentary event of a generation that is not an overstatement. It is smashing records everywhere. Your minds are brilliant. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Stu. I mean, we did this together, and I think we did this, we know this with the people who are watching this right now. Like, I can't stress this enough. You who are listening to this and watching this, you're part of this. This couldn't have happened without you. We just serve a role. Stu, you serve a role. And together, we can create change. This film, no one else was putting it together like this. Like, asking the tough questions. Why? Why did this rollout come with a massive death with this? But this rollout of vaccines came with death. In 1976, we know from the swine flu, 16 people died and they pulled it. Why do they keep promoting this one when the deaths are just piling up?
I've been told back off the Depop agenda. Well, athletes keep dropping dead. Kids keep dropping dead. We'll talk to James Thorpe here in a moment. He's an OBGYN with 43 years of experience. Babies are having heart attacks in the womb. Never seen anything like this. Embalmers from all over the world. Hirschman brave enough to come forward because he's not a cuck and a worthless, spineless coward and said, look what I'm finding in these fibrous white clots. But yet, even though all of that is happening and people are still dying, it doesn't stop. So it's willful. It's being done intentionally and with a forethought. So if it's not a depopulation agenda, then what the hell is it?
Yeah, I was at like a Buffalo Wild Wings yesterday and everyone's around watching football and right up on the screen is a Pfizer BioNTech commercial for the vaccine right in front of my face. Everybody at the table is talking about the film that I just did. You know, I can't believe all this is going on. I'm like, look right there. They haven't flinched from what they've been promoting for the last few years. And the amount of willful ignorance required to have that commercial on screen with all the data that they have it. They have the VAERS data and they put that on screen. The only explanation is that it is intentional genocide, period. Anything else is well, you're coping.
Why do the only people who want to dismiss this not address the people that are dying and that are maimed from this? How many is okay for them? How many is 15,000? Because that's what's on the books with VAERS. Is that okay? Is 15,000 dead people okay with you? What about the hundreds of thousands who have all these ailments of cancer, multiple sclerosis, the litany? Are you okay with that?
Yeah. Are what? You saying it's not as bad as we're saying, or are you saying it's not bad at all? So where's your comfort level in how much death and destruction we should be seeing with the vaccine?
Also, what do you predict? They lied to you. They told you this was safe and effective before they even tested. Their trials, they try to keep hidden from you for 75 years. 55 years. Why? We know when they do that for a reason, because we'll be dead by now. Okay? They'll be dead. They won't have to stand trial for what they've done. This is not a money grab. They print money. Money's not the issue. Okay? This is much more evil than what they're trying to portray it is not. Why do the people who speak out in this film are Christians? Why? Why does a Christian film company and Stu, a Christian news presenter, why is it from that angle the ones trying to speak out? And why are the people who are trying to bash this why a lot of them sodomites? Why are they ones who are anti-Christ? Why? This is a battle of good and evil, okay? It's just that plain. And if anybody tries to tell you that you're crazy or this is a conspiracy theory or anything, keep pushing ahead. Keep pushing ahead. Yep. Don't let them gaslight you like they gaslit your grandparents to get a vaccine in their arm so they could go see their grandchildren.
Yeah.
Stop the gaslighting. That's why we address it in the film and put conspiracy theories at the beginning of the film as Bigfoot and all this other stuff, because we knew the arrows that were going to be used against us. Yep. We already knew it. Okay.
Yeah. You're going to equate our film with Bigfoot. You're going to equate our film with the Loch Ness Monster and the moon landing and all these different things. We know what you're about to say. And then we're going to show you irrefutable forensic evidence. And Stu, to answer your question of an estimation, I did some back of the napkin math with Jim Thorpe, and you can talk to him about this as well in the next segment. There's about a 25.5% reduction in new human beings coming into the world as a result of the vaccine in the United States. So instead of 8.2 million, there was only 6 million over the last 2 years, babies being born. That's including the fetal demises, the drop in fertility, and the miscarriages. And on top of that, you're talking about FAERS is not 1%. One in maybe 500 of these deaths actually end up on a government database correlated with the vaccine. So you can do that math. If 15,000 are reported, multiply that by 500. And that's my own personal estimation.
Well, I don't know what to predict here with the, off campus or in committee hearing. But this needs to be nothing less than a Nuremberg type hearing. And totally. Along with the DC media, whoever that is, and whatever their qualifications are we talking about the same media who, by the way, hasn't said a damn thing about any of this for the last 2 years? But whoever these people are needs to be including in attendance the people who have lost everything, the people who have lost their jobs, the people whose lives have been destroyed, the people who are permanently disabled and inept and or incapable of doing anything for the rest of their lives, the people who lost their children, the people who lost their brothers and their sisters. And when these people are convicted, we don't need hearings. We don't need hearings. We need trials right now. The evidence is here. We need indictments and we need trials and we need penalties.
Well, look, between 40 and 50 million people are estimated to have died in World War II. We're looking at a death toll right now between 50 and 60 million from these vaccines, and that's a pretty conservative estimation. We can't fathom the amount of babies who won't be born as a result of this, so the restriction of new life in addition to the killing of existing life.
Yeah. It needs to be the demand. It needs to be.
We sued Alex Jones for more than what the Treaty of Versailles would be worth today for World War I in Germany. And Rachel Maddow is still on the air.
She went on air and said no one has died from this, literally, to coerce you to get and put blame on you and to gaslight you to get a vaccine. She said that on air. Good Morning America said that there was no worries of pregnant women getting the vaccine. Literally on air said this. This is evidence.
The propagandists need to be held accountable too. And if Rachel Maddow is tried and convicted, she'll swing too. Matthew Scow, Nicholas Stumphauser, you're brilliant. You're ordained by God. There's just no other way to put it. This thing is supernatural. It's exploding. It deserves it. And you deserve all the credit. Thank you so much for being here and for doing all of this. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
He's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. Heaven'sHarvest.com.
A lot of people might not know that film was made possible by Goldco. Goldco came through clutch. The funding that we needed to put that documentary out there to the masses for free, not behind a paywall, for free. So when you call Goldco to protect your retirement account, your savings, your checking, your IRA, your 401k, make sure that you thank them for this life-changing, life-saving documentary, Died Suddenly. 855-706-GOLD. Again, call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. These people are protecting you from losing everything with the Great Financial Reset. Everything reset to zero. The electronic banking system crash. Inevitably, it's going to happen. Get physical gold and silver. And when you mention Stu Peters, get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account. When you call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD.